the Balls cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all important cash amount.
Oh my God.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, team news ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Football Championship final. Galway boss Padraig Joyce on facing Armagh, and Armagh boss Kieran McGeaney on facing Galway. But first, Galway senior football boss Padraig Joyce has named an unchanged side from the one that started against Donegal for Sunday's All-Ireland final against Armagh at Croke Park. It means captain Sean Kelly has been passed fit to play at midfield. The Armagh team was announced last night. Conor O'Mahon comes into the half-back line, with Peter McGrain making way. Let's hear from both managers now. We'll start with Galway's Padraig Joyce speaking to our own Tommy Rooney.
Yourselves and Ireland, man, you know each other so well, going back to 22, and such a colourful history, and even you can see with the matchups, and you're trying to figure out like who's going to mark who, or even I saw a couple of people trying to pick a combined 15, and it's impossible. I tried it myself. Like, there's so much that's 50-50 going in here.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. And the results probably show that as well. You know, like you've won each and a draw. Like, you know, there's usually a team going to kick the ball in, and you know, all the time. So look, Armagh, they're a merit. We know that. You know, they've haven't lost too many games. I think Tyrone's only championship game they've lost the last couple of years in normal time. You know, so look, it's going to be a huge battle, but it's going to be, you know, an intriguing battle as well. Like, while it is, you know, tactical, people might say, but both teams like to play football as well. They like to, they know that, I know that Kieran approaches games where he needs to get his number of scores on the board. We're the same, so I think it's going to be a fascinating battle, yeah.
There was a conversation we had in the football pod of Paddy Anders and James Donoghue during the week, and it was kind of just tied in around chemistry. It kind of took on a life of its own, where the lads were on about different things they did to develop chemistry between certain players. And I suppose the point of it was that in the 22 final, like, Shane had a day of days, an unbelievable performance, and Damien maybe didn't get into it as much. And I know it's not as straightforward as saying Shane has a good day, Damien doesn't, yeah. Damien has a good day, Shane doesn't, but developing chemistry and attack, that's something you would have done as a player as well. Do you feel like the group of forwards you have, the different threats that you have, that, do you think they're combining in the way that you want them to?
They're getting there, yeah. They're definitely getting there, yeah, you know, and you're always looking for them all, like, but like, I've never seen any team with 6 hours of play exceptional on day. I think bar twice ever it happened in Limerick hurling and Kilkenny hurling over the years ago when they clicked in an Ireland final. But yeah, you're always looking to try and get the best out of the players, but again, the structure's in place, there's different stuff. But if the, you know, as a forward, the beauty is if the ball's not coming to you, like, you go find the ball, like, and make it come to you. You know, they're not like, whereas defender is different, he has to cover, yeah, a certain part of ground. But
I guess, so, Damien in the semi final, or the quarter final against Dublin, he illustrated in his second half performance where maybe it wasn't happening for him against Sean McMahon.
Yeah,
but he laid off 3 scores and turned over a kick.
Yeah, he assisted 4 scores second half too. Yeah, but again, the nature of his injury that day, like, you know, he couldn't run too far. He just had to stay inside, you know. But yeah, the key was, it'd be great if the two of them could click, and the three of them click, and the four of them would click on the same day. But you know, I think it's a good sign of the team as well that we're getting away without them all clicking. So like, hopefully, yeah, they've one more chance to click.
Let's hear from the Orchard County now. Their boss Kieran McGeaney was in conversation with Off the Ball's Aisling O'Reilly.
And then family-wise, obviously, doing it alongside your wife as well that's involved, which is brilliant to see. And obviously, as a whole, steeped in Armagh football, what does it mean to the whole family?
She's a Kerry woman.
Well, so she is, yeah.
So I better not say she's steeped. Her brother would have played for Kerry Rory. And, like, yeah, like, listen.
Sorry, I meant, like, uncles and all of that,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, no, like, in fairness, you know, they like to see you well. They're still Kerry men through and through, like, but, like, they still like to see you do well. No, it's great. Like, listen, I think sporting, the GAA especially, like, you know, people talk about the amateur organisation and stuff like that. Like, you know, that to me is one part of it. Like, but to me, I suppose it's the friendships, it's the bonds, like, it's the bit of crack, like, it's the opinions, like, everybody having something, like, it's an anchor for most families, like, and things, like, well, I think we all have to belong to something bigger than ourselves, like, to show us what life is all about, like, you know, that's why we have families, that's why we have villages, that's why we have cities. Mm. Like, belonging to something bigger than us gives us an anchor in life, and, like, you know, that's important, you know. And to me, you know, like, that's part, like, that sort of belonging is a big part to it. Like, listen, as I say, like, sometimes it's very hard to articulate, like, you know, like, what that has done for me on a personal level. But like, I've got more out of it than I've given, mm-hmm, it, so I'll always be grateful for it.
And facing Galway then, what can you expect from them? You know them well.
Yeah, listen, Jason will have them. He's like a horse, like a huge belief in his own ability, which, and rightly so, because he was a brilliant footballer. He's a good man, like, you know, get on very well with Park. They're big, they're strong, they're aggressive, huge, in fact, like, you know, I say, well, like, when Shane Walsh is the smallest at 6'2" and he's built like a tank, like, you know, like, you know, you know you're coming up against a big team, and especially when, like, a player his talent, like, you know, Comer, you know, he's an unbelievable player in front there, makes them tick. Especially with the restarts. Yeah, listen, I know it's going to be a tough game, listen, but we don't expect anything different in a final. Like, it's there's not going to be much asked nor given, like, so, you know, it's just toe to toe, and let's see who comes out.
Does it help that you know Porrick?
Like, listen, it's that competitive juices will be there for the two of us, like, but, like, you know, we're around a long time, like, we're not big into seeing silly stuff on the line. There's a lot of people like that sort of stuff. It's not really his or my style, like, you know. We've always believed if you want to say something, you have to back it up, like, so there's a lot of people out there wouldn't be the same, like, no, it'll be all, like, it'll be good. Listen, one of us is going to go home extremely disappointed and one's going to go home elated, like, but, like, I don't think either will begrudge the other, regardless.
And for a neutral's point of view, let's hear from Roscommon boss Davy Burke and Westmeath footballer John Heslin, who've been looking ahead to the game on Off the Ball. First to speak is Davy Burke.
The Galway are very, very, very well set up. I'd say they're the best defensive team in Ireland, probably, you know, and if you can see the one goal in the last 8 games, they'll probably back that up, really. And, like, that goal was against Armagh from probably a mistake. Well, a good press, but probably a mistake from Conor Gleeson, really, and Sligo in the last round of the round robin. So, they concede very few goals. They really block the D up very well. And for me, it comes down to two things with Galway. It's their player IQ is a huge one. They're some of the most intelligent defenders and players. And that kind of goes a bit under the radar, that type of stuff. Like, they're excellently coached by Keane and his team. But their level of IQ, they're a very, very smart bunch of defenders. And they really communicate very well when you're up close with them. And they're very organised. And I think that goes a little bit under the radar at times when people see defending and turnovers and how he actually closed down space. And looking at Kerry then in the semi-final against Armagh, they got very similar, I think it was 30 or 31 shots off against them. And if you had told me leading into that game that David Clifford and co were going to get 30 shots off against Armagh, surely I would have said, well, they're going to come out on top. And they haven't. So Armagh clearly have a very, very strong defence. Clearly, like, you know, even though are they tempting you into some of these shots? Are they looking for you to shoot under pressure, maybe out of the scoring zone? You know, they're very, very well coached in that. I think both sides are very, very well set up defensively. I do think Galway are the best defensive team, to be honest with you. I just think if you ask me against any other team, I think Galway probably are better defensively. But both sides are very resolute, and I think the stats will all show that, you know.
But when we actually did our analysis on Armagh, was they very much hunted in packs, that if they lost the ball up top, they'll still chase you and they'll look for a turnover high up the field. Whereas I think with Galway, they're happy to get back, get the numbers behind the ball and contain you and keep it that kind of close, cagey game. And that's what I mean there at the start when I talked about Armagh playing with that flair. When they play with that flair, they can leave themselves exposed. And that's why you get your 30 shots off against them. Whereas getting 30 shots off against Galway, I'm not so sure that's going to happen at the weekend, right? So it's just two different styles of approach.
Stay tuned to Off the Ball all this weekend for the very best build-up and reaction to Sunday's game. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. And for the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.